Please sit down. Johan, it's been a delight to have you and Alison amongst us for the last months. How long has it been, actually? It's about...
Since January.
Since January, so it's almost 12 months. I'm sorry, well, 9 months anyway. We got to know you a little bit when you first came and you were introduced to the congregation. And now, of course, you're beginning to serve us in different ways, and that's lovely. But we'd like to know a bit more about you and your motivations for life. So tell us what you do on a Monday to Friday. Well, just a little glimpse.
This is almost like Mastermind. I'm privileged, like we've just heard in today's hymn, the servant king. And I'm proud to be able to say that I love to serve my fellow man in the name of Jesus Christ. So my special day is on a Thursday, and a Thursday up at 4:15 in the morning, getting a bus to London Luton Airport, and there I am an airport chaplain. What does an airport chaplain do?
That was going to be my question. What does an airport chaplain do?
We are the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in that place. We serve people.
So what does that mean? I mean, do you just sort of wander around and wait for somebody who wants to ask you a question, or what do you do?
What we do is to wander around the terminal, giving people a sense that we are there to serve, that we are, in fact, embodying the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me give you an example.
Well, I was going to say, how do they know the difference? Maybe they think you're on your way to Tenerife or something. I mean, do you wear a badge or a hat or a...
We wear Hiver's jacket, and the Hiver's jacket at the back says chaplaincy team.
Okay, so somebody, now you're going to get, that'd be lovely to hear an example.
Yes. So a few weeks ago, we had two families, two brothers and their respective wives, and 11 children who we realized through the police had been sleeping on the floor at the arrivals for 2 to 3 days, making do with food. They had been duped into doing PCR tests for the whole family. It set them back £800 to £900. This family didn't have the means to travel back to the country where they came from. Police had given them a warning that they had to be out of the airport that afternoon at 4 o'clock. They were going to be evicted. There weren't any social workers there. There was nobody else to look after them. And we took upon ourselves, the senior chaplain and I, then to arrange and make sure that they had the means to travel to the embassy in London, and the embassy would then deal with them. They couldn't speak any English. We had to work through a translator. But what was very clear at the end of that, as they boarded the bus to go down to London, was their thanks. Thank you very much. Thank you from our hearts. Thank you. We didn't need that, because what we were doing there is to serve the Lord, to be a servant.
So say a bit about that motivation. What is it, perhaps in your own experience or background, that gives you that desire to serve other people?
It certainly is being a latent trait of mine. Not my own doing, but I believe the doing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who instilled in me this sense that I needed to be portraying the Lord Jesus Christ through myself. And I couldn't do that from a position of power. That was no good. I'd be betraying our Lord. What I needed to do is to take upon myself that mantle of servant to do the work that he set me out to do.
So you start at 4:30 in the morning on a Thursday. When do you get back?
Alison normally sees me at about 5:30 in the evening.
Right, so it's a long day.
It's a long day.
Yeah, and you're doing some more training as well to be able to extend your influence and the service that you provide. Tell us about that.
Well, after retirement, once again, I believe it wasn't my doing. It was the Holy Spirit working in me that guided me to do further studies. So at the moment, I am studying for a master's degree in chaplaincy, and specifically concentrating on airport chaplaincy. And fortunately, I'm in my second year of studies.
Very good. Well, we will look forward to celebrating your graduation. That sounds like an exciting time. A good example of what it means to actually translate into our daily lives the calling that we have to be servants. So thank you very much for Johan.
Thank you.
Very helpful. Thank you.